USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Now that Title 42 expired last night, police in southern border towns are sounding the alarm about the current illegal migrant surge.
West Texas DPS Regional Director Jose Sanchez says the situation is a disaster and the Biden administration is to blame.
And if you're talking about 2 years of knowing this, what were you doing during the 2 years? Why are you waiting till now on D-Day of the end of Title 42 to start deploying resources and coming up with a plan?
Sanchez says he hasn't gotten any help from the feds and worries there may be civil unrest soon. I'm Dave Collins.
The Florida Attorney General says a federal judge in Florida has issued a temporary restraining order that will prohibit the Biden administration from releasing any illegal immigrants crossing the border for the next 2 weeks. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody tweeted the news last night. Earlier Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security said that without the release policy and other measures, there could be 45,000 migrants in custody by the end of the month. As of yesterday, there were more than 28,000 in custody. An appeal is expected. Top Pentagon officials are warning of the impact a debt default would have on the U.S. military.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testified before Congress yesterday and said a default could put troops' pay in danger and benefit China, America's biggest adversary. He added that defaulting on the nation's debt would put the U.S. reputation at substantial risk around the world. His comments come as Democrats and Republicans remain deadlocked over how to raise the debt ceiling and avoid a default by early June. I'm Skip Kelly.
An unidentified woman who was on the subway when ex-Marine Daniel Penny placed John Neely in a fatal chokehold says she's praying for Penny after it was revealed the 24-year-old would face charges of second-degree manslaughter. The woman told the New York Post she told authorities what she witnessed. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office confirmed yesterday charges are coming down. Penny is expected to surrender to authorities as soon as this morning. USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zelgens tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zelgens can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zelgens can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Zelgens. Visit Zelgens.com or call 1-844-ZELGENS.
A U.S. Supreme Court ruling yesterday upholds a new ban on masked, confined pig harvesting operations in California.
The state passed Proposition 12 in the spirit of animal welfare. Trish Cook of the Iowa Pork Producers Association expects at the end of the day,
California is definitely going to see increased costs. I'm not even sure there's enough pigs right now that fit their guidelines to even meet their needs.
Animal welfare advocates say the ruling set an important precedent on states' rights to protect animals within their borders, even livestock. I'm Ryan Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan held unannounced talks with his Chinese counterpart in Vienna, Austria, as tensions between Washington and Beijing remain high. It's being reported the meeting Wednesday and Thursday between Sullivan and Wang Yi, the communist leader's top foreign affairs official, talked about the immense strains between the two nations and the struggles both sides are having in normalizing relations. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump could be facing a new defamation lawsuit from E. Jean Carroll.
The writer's lawyer told the New York Times that everything is on the table following Trump's appearance at a CNN town hall event. During the event, Trump called Carroll's claim that he sexually assaulted her in the 1990s fake and a made-up story. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive auto insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.